This is Taylor Kingman of the Hill Dogs, and you're listening to That Much Further West podcast.
Loving me today. I'm holding in choke in the throat of my last night. There's a hope in my mind where all the good thoughts like to hide, but I rouse them all so spitefully with a barrel of cheap wine. The clock starts to stop and I shake his hand and get to walking, stocking time inside my pockets. With no ticket, I'll start talking. Oh, oh, what to say?
Welcome back into That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Mike.
I'm Phil. Ooh.
And if you haven't guessed it yet, we have Taylor Kingman in here from the Hill Dogs. Hey, Taylor, how you doing?
Doing good. We also have Kayla Strick from the Hill Dogs.
Yes, we do. Apologies. How are you?
Welcome.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good. Yeah. And that was Mind Hole from Hang In There. Great song.
Thank you very much. That was a lot of fun.
Everybody's bobbing around here.
Yeah, we got a good crowd in here tonight. The Helm here in Portland, Oregon. Stoked to have a couple of the other Hill Dogs hanging about, and so and our usual friends and family.
Phil went all Canadian there for a second.
What's
that all about?
The boot. I
do that every once in a while.
Hockey's over with, buddy.
That's right. There you have it. Well, we're kind of ramping up for Wildwood.
Yep.
The Wildwood Music Fest and Campout coming up here in a couple of weeks in Willamina, Oregon. We're all very excited to be getting fired up for that stuff, and we'll all be involved. The podcast goes heavy down there, so we're psyched. Mm-hmm. And the Hill Dogs will be one of the big performers at the festival, and so we thought it'd be cool to have you guys in. So welcome aboard.
Yeah, that was our first time meeting, too.
What was it, 3 years ago?
3 years ago, yeah.
Was it three? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lucas and I thought it was two. Was it three?
I think it was three.
Wow, what a stretch. Yeah. Time's flying by.
Right on.
Goes faster when you get older.
It's cool.
Fair warning, kids.
Yeah.
We're on a lot less mushrooms this time.
Hey. Of course, we're not at the festival yet.
Yeah, yeah. So he's forecasting that.
Yeah. At least tonight. So that's good. It's probably good.
No, that's a great atmosphere to do that sort of stuff. Yeah. I don't want to condone that, Katie and Kim, but I'm just saying that sort of stuff might happen out there.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
It could be happening.
Right on.
You got no place to go except your tent if you can find it. So everything should be just fine.
In the deep recesses of your mind.
Yeah.
Well, since you guys were there 3 years ago, you know, what's transpired with the Hill Dogs since then? It's like a lifetime ago.
Totally. We have, since then we put out our second record, Hang In There, and that's what Mindhole was from.
Mm-hmm.
We did a few tours, we've been playing around, and now lately this year we've been working on our new record, and yeah.
Cool.
Really excited about that. We'll play some songs off that.
Is there plans to record them? Specific plans, or?
We've already been recording.
Cool.
We're pretty close to getting it all wrapped up.
What you been doing? With any particular outfit recording you, or
we've been using Tyler Thompson. He's the drummer of Fruition. He's been producing the record. That's been really awesome. It's our first time working with the producer, and we've been doing it at Hollowed Halls, that new recording studio that Justin Phelps has, the guy from Cloud City. It's an old library on Foster and like 64th.
Oh, right on.
It's really sweet.
The heart of FOPO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just moved over there, too, so I can just walk to the studio.
You got to do that.
Good for you.
Well, you and Brainerd must be neighbors. Do you ever see Paul walking around over there?
Star Day a lot.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's like every time I go there for a happy hour, it's like a different Paul band. If it's a name I don't recognize, I'm like, I bet Paul's going to be coming here with a different set of dates.
Right. Yeah. Well, how's that recording process been going for you guys? Is it how do you guys do it? Is it all kind of a live sound recording, or do you guys do bits and parts and pieces?
This we've been doing kind of a combination. The last record was mainly all live because we did it with Shepsky and Junie, and it was like all on tape. This one we're doing digitally right now, and we've still been like, what's cool is like we're able to isolate every member and play at the same time. Yeah. So mostly it's still all live, but anytime we wanted to like overdub something or fix something, we had that option too.
It's a nice way to do it. Still, that live vibe is always a nice way to record because you guys play out live all the time and you get that that click.
Totally.
Right. Yeah.
And like we've always we shift like tempos like on purpose and like naturally together, like because we've been playing together for so long too. So we wanted to keep that alive too, like rather than like play to like a click track or something.
Right on. And how did you guys form?
High school band.
Yeah. High school band in Newburgh. Uh-huh. How was it? Newburgh, Oregon?
Yep.
Right on.
So how long have you guys been together?
6 years. Almost 6 years.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Not the same lineup, but like we had a different bass player when we started out. Rowan, we met in Portland.
Right on.
Yeah.
Is it true that you grew up in St. Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah. St. Paul, Oregon, home of the rodeo.
Yeah. Like 420 people.
Yeah. Yeah, and I
my brother's graduating class was 9 people.
Oh, wow.
Right on. I'm trying to picture you in it's St. Paul's kind of a conservative little town, and I'm picturing this kid just pretty much in trouble all the time, you know? Is it?
I had the detention record.
Yeah, did you?
I did.
Yeah, right.
You still hold that?
Yeah, I think so. I was in there every day. It was pretty classy.
It's the one and only nose ring. And I'm picturing.
And
in
I
St.
had
Paul.
The skinny jeans and the long hair, and I was crazy in St. Paul. Like I'm pretty normal everywhere else, but
well, that's the kind of place you want to bust out of anyway. So
yeah, and it was so hard to like it was impossible to skip class there because like there was just so few kids in like such a small town. Like you could just like people just like call like people driving down the street would just call you, like calling the school if they saw you or something. Like we did it one time. I finally like had this option. Like to do it, and like I went off, and we got like picked up by the bus driver.
Get in here.
Yeah, get in. I grew up in a small town in Colorado, not nearly as small as St. Paul, but I was messing around one night, and the cop saw me and called my mom. And my mom called my friend's house where I was supposed to be staying, and it was like yelled at his mom, and then they found us, and I was in trouble. It's like, fuck, small towns suck. Can't do shit. He figured that was worse than just pulling me over and yelling at me.
So is the whole band in Portland now?
Still no. It's actually only me and Rowan. I'm the only one that's made it up here so far.
Okay. Right on.
You guys should do it.
So you all still live in Newburgh?
I live in Aurora.
In Aurora? Okay.
Yeah, well. Where do you rehearse?
Rowan's house.
Oh, cool. Mm.
And then, like, when we didn't have... We either do Rowan's house or my mom's house, which is in between St. Paul and Newburgh.
There you have it. Right on.
You got a song for us, Taylor?
We do.
Excellent.
This is one that's going to be on the record we're putting out. It's called Mother Mountain. Goes like this. Pull up slow and quiet the engine. The porch light's on like it always is. I throw a tall can in the trash can and catch her lonesome eye, and I ask her how she's doing, almost hoping that she'll lie. She says, son, I'm not having a good time. I hear her voice through the smoke and fog. She asks me why I look so tired. I say, I'm drunk, don't go to sleep. He just turns out the light, and I fumble with my feelings when my thoughts begin to fight. I say, Ma, something happens at night. But a day will come and we'll start over. We'll start clean and mean and sober. We're just gonna have to get a little older. And these mountains are just moments melting slowly into oceans. And I have never seen one the same. My mother, my mountain, I'm afraid. The skillet's warming in the kitchen. We're singing along to Justin Towns. She says the son outdoes the father. And I sharply ask her why. And we argue over nothing until she begins to cry. She says, son, your tongue ain't a knife. And the air is filled with silent whispers. She says she needs to hear a song. I play the one that she's wanting. And we howl at the night, and we're sitting at the table with every lonely soul that shines. And all we are is music, and everything is true. And I could feel the weight is lifting, and the fear is leaving too. And the cold glows in our green eyes. Oh, and rain flows through the roof. And a good time is our heartbeat. And it's pretty hard to lose. I say, Ma, you wanna sing another tune? A day will come and we'll start over. We'll start clean and mean and sober. Just gonna have to get a little older. And these mountains are just moments melting slowly into oceans. And I have never seen one the same. My mother, my mountain, it's okay. Thank you.
Very nice.
Powerful.
Thank you very much.
That was really great. Fantastic. That was stunned me.
Nice one.
Nice one.
We've seen you perform a little bit lately by yourself or with Kayla. A couple of landmark shows popping up here and there. Were you doing a lot of that in days before you moved to Portland and just finding spots, or were you mostly jamming with the band?
It was always the band, and then I started playing solo more just because when that band couldn't do a gig that we were asked to do, I'd just be like, well, I'll play it. Yeah. And then I just started really liking that as well because it's a different animal. It's a different machine. I could do different things from a solo. Like, they each have their strengths and weaknesses. So that's been really fun. I've been doing it more and more often. I still have never booked a solo gig though. I've only accepted them, but I play pretty often now solo, and I play guitar in some other groups too.
Well, I was curious kind of about this musical community that you've found here in Portland. Because you've fallen in with the Fluff and Gravy crew, and you've fallen in with Birger Mike and the Denver crew, and and PCU,
the Walters crew.
And I'm wondering what kind of inspiration you're taking from these kind of being enveloped into these people who are so musical, so experienced, and they've got a lot to offer a young fellow like yourself. How's that experience been?
It's been amazing. It's really, really illuminating. Like I'm like, it's been, and it's so authentic. Like that's the, like with all those groups you like, just, we're talking about the, all those communities that you were mentioning, they're all like the biggest thing I've noticed is that like they're fantastic musicians, but there's all like in all those scenes that there's so much humility and authenticity, and like, I don't know, I've never felt like with other like kind of scenes I've been a part of, like, I don't know if I felt like I could totally be myself, and that was okay. And I feel that in all these communities. It's very supportive and welcoming.
Right. I think it's obvious. I think the people that have discovered you as well are kind of like, hey, Taylor, come here, you know, and let's hang out. Let's play some music. And they're seeing that. Maybe I don't want to say taken under the wing type scenario, but it kind of feels that way.
It
right?
feels that way for me, too.
They've seen you and they're like, this kid's really got it going on, you know, so... Mm-hmm. I think it's noticeable. Yeah. Yeah.
Did a lot of that come out of Wildwood the first time around? Was that first time you and Shepsky traded songs
that
or
was,
whatever?
Yeah. I was also on mushrooms for that first time.
It's the general consensus of that weekend.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It was. If you remember, I fucked up pretty bad on the last day. It all caught up to me on Sunday morning.
Oh, it did it?
Yeah. I was supposed to do a Neil Young song.
Oh, were you?
But I was in a ditch.
We couldn't find
you. I was in a ditch. Yeah, he
was unlocatable.
Yeah. Right on. We couldn't quite locate.
I couldn't find any
Kingman.
Water at the on Saturday night. It was like near the morning. I couldn't find any water. And I was like, I finally was like, okay, this is bad. Like, I need water right now. And I was like going all over the campsites looking. I was like even like looking in like other coolers. I was like, I need some water.
Yeah.
Couldn't find any. And I remember the last thing I decided to do, which was the stupidest thing. And all there was whiskey that we finally found. And I was just like, I'm thirsty. Like, and I'm going to do this, and this is the last thing I'm going to remember, and this is going to be really bad. that's what happened.
Just picturing you dunking your head in a, you know, in some, like, cooler runoff, like a dog or something.
There's some hot hungover mornings at Wildwood where the only water is the ice melt off from your beer cooler, and you're like, okay, that's good enough for me.
So goddamn hot.
Oh, man.
No shade.
He was just trying to go back to where the mushrooms might be found in the ditch. That's where he started.
Just
that's where he
high.
Well, it was the only place that had shade. It was the tree line.
Yeah.
And
on the back of the property.
Yeah, I crawled to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to create your own shade at these things. Right? I just kind of follow Mike and Eric around.
Oh. It's a fat joke. Oh. I'll punch you later.
You guys are my personal security as well, which I need at times, as we found
out.
You're
going to need some right now,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's going to fill that role now?
All right.
Pick anybody? One. Yeah.
Everybody's running. What the hell? Awesome. Well, obviously you started picking up an instrument at a young age, forming a high school band that's still around. Tell us a little bit about, how you got started into music.
I first started out just wanting to be a guitarist. And my dad was really into tunes, and he would take me out to lots of concerts. We'd go sometimes once a week, and then he'd take me to record stores like twice a week, and he'd be like constantly.
Cool dad.
Yeah. And he was always like testing me on the radio too, and like to see if I could guess the songs and stuff. So that was like really, really helpful, and I ended up, like, he opened me up to, like, a lot of music that I wouldn't have found on my own. And then I started hearing, like, certain songwriters that were blowing my mind, and that's when I shifted. I heard, like, Bright Eyes got me wanting to write songs. I finally, like, didn't feel as crazy as I did. I was a really sad, emotional kid, and, like, that really, like, gave me, I don't know, it just felt... I just didn't feel alone after I heard that kind of
connection
music.
There.
Yeah. Cool. And then I started. So then I started writing songs, and started playing way more acoustic guitar. I stopped really playing electric guitar for a long time, and then I started the Hill Dogs eventually. And we started out totally acoustic. I used to do the whole kick drum with the foot thing, and damn it.
We're in the confessional now.
It happens.
It's okay, son.
It happens. We get it out of them eventually. I mean, some of the Harm Brothers like the Dave Matthews Band. So.
Oh God. He's like, I showed up as a guest, and I'm getting.
And now I'm still getting clowned about it.
Getting clowned on. It's the Feely. It's the Feely Bro music.
They are just never gonna live that down.
Yeah. Well, one of them isn't.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say that, and then eventually, like, started playing electric guitar in the Hill Dogs, and like then that started turning into more of a rock and roll band, and then started playing a lot more guitar, having that be another focus of mine.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
We asked you to share a couple of the artists who kind of got you going in the early days, and you picked out a few. Eric, what's he got on there?
Well, he's got Landlocked Blues from Bright Eyes, and then he also picked out some Neutral Milk Hotel, Two Headed Boy. And then Dr. Dog, song called From. So we're going to listen to some influence from him or that affected him right now.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
If you walk away, I'll walk away. First tell me which road you'll take. I don't want to risk a path crossing someday. So you walk that way, I'll walk this way. And the future hangs over our heads, and it moves with each current of them, till it falls all around in a cold, steady rain, just staying when it's looking this way. And the moon's laying low in the sky, it's forcing everything metal to shine. And the sidewalk holds diamonds like a jewelry store case. They argue, walk this way, no, walk this way. And Laura's asleep in my bed. As I'm leaving, she wakes up and says, I dreamed you were carried away on the crest of a wave. Baby, don't go away, please come here. And there's kids playing guns in the street, and one's pointing his tree branch at me. And so I put my hands up, I say enough is enough. If you walk away, I'll walk away. And he shot me dead. I found a liquid cure for my landlocked blues. It will pass away in a slow parade. It's leaving, but I can't tell how soon. Got me dizzy again. You think after 25 years I'd be used to the spin, but it only feels worse when I'm stuck in one place. So I'm always driving around or walking away. And I've been drinking the ink from my pen. I've been balancing history books up on my head, but it all boils down to one quotable phrase. If you love something, give it away. A good woman will pick you apart. A box full of suggestions for your possible heart. And you may
be offended. I know I was afraid, but don't walk away, don't walk away. We made love on the living room floor, with the noise in the background from a televised war. And in that deafening pleasure, I thought I heard someone say, if we walk away, they'll walk away. But you see, greed is a bottomless pit, and our freedom's a joke now, we're just taking a piss. And the whole world must watch the sad comic display. If you're still free, start running away, 'cause we're coming for you. Tired of holding this pose, I feel more like a stranger each time I go home. So I'm making a deal with the devils of fame, saying let me walk away, please. You'll be free, child, once you have died from the shackles of language and miserable time. And then we will trade places, play musical graves. Till then, walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away. So I'm up at dawn, putting on my shoes. I just gotta make a clean escape. I'm leaving, but I don't know where to. I know I'm leaving, but I don't know where to.
Across her face, and through the music, he sweetly feet is wrapped in gold, silver sleeves left beneath Christmas trees in the snow. And I will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids, and all you did will wait until the point when you let go.
Cause you're a part.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Once again.
Great song choices there, Taylor.
Thank you.
I think we can hear those influences.
So when you guys get together as a band, how does the songwriting collaboration work? Do you bring lyrics and everyone brings music, or how does that come about?
It's usually me bringing a song or like pieces of a song or something, and then we just kind of jam it together and then start to get ideas, and we arrange the song together. When we lived together for Hangin' There, had like the second record that we did, that had a lot more collaboration of like Ricky wrote a lot of like specific parts with me and stuff because we were living together, so we could all do that. But lately, because we don't live together and like we don't like meet up for practice, it's usually just me bringing some songs and then we just kind of jam them and arrange them at practice. Feel them out,
flush them out.
Absolutely. So we've gathered the group again, and we've added an extra player. Maybe you could introduce him.
Lucas Benoit. How do?
I do.
So Lucas is going to play along with Kayla and Taylor on this one. What do you guys got for us?
Yeah.
I was thinking to do this. This is a brand new one that we've yet to play with the Hill Dogs yet. We've been jamming it, though. It's a song. I really like John Steinbeck. Really into him. And I've been trying
He's
to...
He's good. He did some all right stuff.
I've been trying to take Steinbeck novels and then try and write songs about them as an exercise, and it's really hard, and it's really cool. This is the latest one I did. It's with a book called Burning Bright. It's about this character, Joe, and he is like, he can't have kids. He's sterile, and everyone kind of knows it but him, and he's in denial because, like, his whole life, like, his family's always put, like, a lot of, like, importance and respect for carrying on the family name. Generations, they've always been, like, he's always been in a family, like, business, like, a family line of work, too. They've always done the same kind of job. So he's feeling, like, emasculated, and he's, like, drinking more and stuff. And then the woman that he's with, though, just loves him so much. She doesn't care about having kids. And but she knows that it would still like just wreck him once he finally accepts this. She feels like he's just gonna die, so she decides to get impregnated by someone else, and then lie to Joe and say that it's his kid. And it's a really complex story. It's really beautiful. It's called Burning Bright. Because also like the person that she gets the seed from is unhappy about it not being his child too, and he's hanging around too, and she's constantly always like keeping him at bay and. It's really...
I can get a little sticky.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is me trying to do... write about that song. Write about that book. Called Burn Bright. Robin's belly sun grows swollen behind the hillside. Warm eastern needles shoot through shabby curtained western windows. The clock slows in each shaft of sunlight. Specks of dust float naked to the floor, and Joe's hands are shaking, they're stirring up the dust to cloud his misery. Yeah, Joe's eyes are stumbling, shameful in their sockets. Big Joe begins to weep, but those black eyes don't see nothing, they're chewing on something won't swallow. Mm-hmm. drying to death in a creek bed. Mordine is seeing visions in her stirring, swirling, shallow puddle mirrors. There's a message in the water, and she tastes it. It's the end of the line for old Joe. And Mordine is silent, her love burning bright in her blue eyes. Yeah, Mordine is rising high above her body. Mordine learns to lie. She says, I will be a mother, and Joe will be a father. And then she swallows. Been wrung out and hung up on the clothesline. A cold black cloud's convulsing in the leaning tower shadows of old men. The sky starts to cry as her water's breaking. Red puddles pool together on the river floor. And old Joe is kneeling and thanking the heavens for this miracle. And that young boy is cursing the Lord for removing a rib bone. Oh, but God is just a woman who loves a man completely.
Thank you.
Stoner.
I thought you called me a stoner.
I did too at first. I was like, oh, a stunner.
Oh, stunner. I'm practically at a loss for words. That was absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank
that
you.
Was really... Wow. We'll get to the stoner part later. Thanks for sharing that. That was fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are the plans for the new album? When do you want to? When's the plan to release? And what are you gonna do?
Yeah. So basically, like right now, we're done with basic tracking. So like the core of all the songs are there. Right now, we're in the process of scheduling some more time to get like harmonies done and like the frills, adding some overdubs. We have some friends who want to have play on some songs and stuff.
Sure.
So we're just like the whole thing is like. I'm trying to be really patient with this one and just have fun with it. And I'm planning on putting it out next year. Because I also like, we've never really released a record correctly. Like when it comes to like planning out everything, like getting the promo online. Mm-hmm. So I really want to do this one right. So I'm just going to try and be patient and put it out sometime next year.
Well, we have a big show coming up at Doug Fir mm-hmm. with our friends, the Harm Brothers. Mm-hmm. And Alex Salcido is in
the
house.
House.
As it stands.
A, one of the brothers is in the house.
Yes.
Oh, Jeffrey Martin's on that bill as well. With mm-hmm. And I think Anna Teevil is going to also tag
and
along with him.
And you have a solo show
and
coming
also
up?
Mimi Naja of Fruition, the mandolin player and guitarist. She mainly the mandolin player in Fruition, but she also plays guitar. She's going to be joining us for a large portion of our set.
Great. Really great night of music. Mm-hmm. Super fantastic.
And you said you had a solo show coming up?
I do. June 27th, I'm going to do the Jackalope Saints. Buddies of ours. They're having a residency there, so I'll be there for that.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Cool. And Taylor, do you want to talk about your Sunday nights at the Lower Thirst?
Yeah.
It's a pretty special evening.
Yeah, I've been doing that for, seems like half a year or so now.
Tell us what it is.
It's an open mic on Sunday, hosted at the Little Thirst. I took it over, and we actually extended it already. Like, it's sign-ups at 8, and it's from 9 to 11:30. The cool thing we've been doing, though, is, like, I wanted to, like, have incentive for... I wanted it to be more of, like, a songwriter, open mic mainly kind of thing. So I started doing these song challenges, which are weekly. I post them on Mondays. And just sometimes it's just a phrase, sometimes it's just a word, sometimes it's just a specific exercise. And it's just incentive to get people to write a song in a week and perform it at the open mic. It's been really popular, so it's been we've had to do just one song a piece. But the incentive is if you do the song, then you get to do that extra song as well. And it's been awesome. Like, a lot of, like, awesome songs have, like, come out of it. And, like, it's kicked my own ass, too, to write bust out songs. I think Lowlight's new record has a...
Right, Nick. I think Nick's got one, and and he's going to be our next guest, so we ought to prod him to play that one.
Yeah, it's called Bloodlines, I think. Or that was at least that was the song challenge. That was, I don't that know was if the theme. Called it that. Yeah.
Right on. Cool. Yeah.
Perfect. Is that other people in the room who have been partaking in that? Right, Kendall, Anne Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. It's a fun night.
I have another thing I wanted to mention too.
Yeah.
I have a solo record coming out too.
Oh, awesome!
That I recorded with Mike Kirkendall.
Oh,
rad.
So that I've just been kind of sitting on that, too, just because, like, I don't make a lot of, I don't have a lot of personal money. So the Hill Dogs, like, save up money for records and stuff. So I just got to, I'm shopping that one around, too, or I might just wait until I have some money to, like, master it and print it.
Did you do that at Mike's place?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it's really raw. It's just me and a guitar. Uh-huh. It's live.
Like. Oh, cool. And we've seen you open Mike's, or play with Mike on his Monday night at Landmark as well, which is a once-a-month thing. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're out there, folks. That's kind of a can't-miss once a month.
It's amazing. I've done two of those.
Yeah. It's a showstopper. Anyway, we digress.
And talking about some shows, I want to talk about some live shows that are happening here in town.
Mm-hmm.
We got John Doe and Jesse Dayton at the Doug Fir on 628.
Badass.
West 628. Thank you, Neighbor Nancy. Also that same night, competing with them, Western Centuries at Mississippi Studios.
Awesome.
All right. And then Beer Garden.
I haven't heard that new record. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
Western Centuries.
And Birger has his CD release with Denver and Keely Goodwin at Mississippi Studios on the 30th.
Awesome.
So
it's a can't miss night.
And then it just rolls right over to your big show on the 7th, right?
Yeah.
So Harm Brothers, Hill Dogs, Jeffrey Martin at the Doug Fir.
Yeah.
So as always, people go out and support live music. Taylor, anything else you want to talk about? Anything coming up or people need to come out and check out or?
Wildwood, obviously.
Yeah.
Wildwood, obviously.
Talk about that Wildwood.
Yeah, we're going to be there Friday for that one.
So you're playing on the Friday night bill?
Headlining. Headlining, yep.
Headlining, nice. Yep. I heard Lowlight is on at 7:30, somebody told me. Mm. And that is all I know.
Awesome. I'm doing but some, yeah, like, cool. Katie so asked me to do some sort of, like, campfire, like to lead the campfire jam too. So I'll be doing some late night Friday night.
Once we turn down the electrical, so you go sit in the campfire and everybody crowds around.
Yeah, it's by the it's by really the back great. Entrance as you're walking into the.
It's perfect.
Well, didn't Woods and Lee do that last year? God, was that fun?
Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
Killer. Yeah.
Didn't Willie T did it one night.
Yeah, acoustic whiskey jams
2 years ago.
Yeah.
That'll function.
Acoustic mushroom jams.
Yeah.
Somebody get that man some water.
Yeah. If you see me at Wildwood, hand me a bottle
of
water. Yeah.
Everybody make that a thing.
Extra
just keep
reserve.
A water bottle with you, and when he walks by.
We'll just give you a St. Bernard. St. Bernard with a little cask around, but not whiskey, just water.
Whiskey, just water.
Yeah. Go find Taylor. Water. He's in a ditch somewhere.
In a ditch?
I need to announce one other thing. We have a new sponsor here at the old podcast.
Yay! Awesome.
Cloud City Gardens is backing up the old podcast. And you just look them up. You'll figure out what they do pretty quickly. And we're going to make sure. And it's nice.
I like
our
what they
other
do.
Original
Love
sponsors. Secret Art Bark is also in the house.
Yes, they are.
Secret Art Bark Trading Company.
Yeah.
Makers of the
so
world's finest.
So it's wonderful
finest.
To see both of you in the That's house awesome. At the same time. It's a lot of fun. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. And, of course, you'll go home with gifts from both of them.
That'll also function.
Best podcast fucking ever.
I'm awesome. High and I need some hot sauce.
Cloud City Gardens.
That's what they should name like the Moda Center. That'd be their next sponsorship. When Moda goes under,
right?
Cloud City Gardens.
Look at him. He's like, I'm on that.
Yeah. Home of the Blazers.
It all works together there.
The 2000 Blazers, yeah, for sure. The Jail Blazers back in the day.
Damon Stoudemire trying to walk through the airport with a bag of weed.
All perfectly legal.
It was in tinfoil, for fuck's sake.
We're all good
beep,
friends.
Beep, 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 beep.
Awesome. Fantastic.
You guys, thank you so much for being here. It was a real pleasure, and it was so much fun. You guys sounded so great. Love the new songs, too, man.
Yeah,
super
thank you very
powerful.
Much.
They're super great.
Stoked for Wildwood, and we'll catch that show ahead of time at Doug Fir. That's going to be fantastic tonight.
July
with the Harm Brothers.
Yep.
Safe
could you go
and
wrong?
Back
and Jeffrey
off the road.
And Jeffrey Martin.
Jeffrey
Anna
Teeble. It's going to be
Anna.
Great.
Hello.
And I talked to Taylor before we got back on the air, and I said, hey, want to play one more song off one of your albums? And he picked Thick Was the Night off Ghosts of Shampooey, and we're going to play that song on the way out right now.
Perfect.
You guys, thank you again,
guys.
Any parting words?
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Cheers, you guys.
Enjoy.
Swallowed up the dawn, I was waiting for that light. For so long, I said I learned to get by without the sunlight. Oh, 18 years, I locked myself away for walls, a ceiling, a mirror. Yeah, and a floor to lay 18 years with no light. It gets hard. Outside, I saw a girl, she looked back and came inside, told me beautiful things, planting a seed out of sight. Letting the light take her place. Oh, and I cried, yeah, I had to get so glad so I could see the light. Sun.
and now I make my bed along the sudden beat trail with those familiar footprints that burn like hell. Oh, I got tears in my eyes and a smile I can't hide. Yeah, 'cause I'll be fine, fine. Yeah, I had to get so sad so I could be alright. We'll be fine, fine. Yeah, we had to get so sad so we could be alright. Yeah, we had to get so sad so we could be alright.